Most people haven't had the great experience or opportunity to travel to my hometown of Yuma, Colorado. In fact, when I explain to people where it is in Colorado, I say I'm from Yuma. Most people in Colorado don't know where it is. I have to explain to them that it's the place that goes by on the bottom of the television screen, hailstorm coming, take cover. So that's the news trailer.
Yesterday, Colorado Senator Cory Gardner, who is chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia, the Pacific, and International Cybersecurity, gave the keynote address at the 7th Annual Center for Strategic and International Studies South China Sea Conference. He introduced his new legislation for reformed U.S. policy in the Indo-Pacific region, which he calls ARIA, the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act.
Renewing American leadership in the Asia-Pacific is thus the theme of my address to you today.
Senator Gardner began by addressing escalating tensions with North Korea.
As General Dwight Eisenhower once observed, neither a wise man nor a brave man lies down on the tracks of history to wait for the train of the future to run over him. That train is fast approaching, and lying down is simply not an option. Last year alone, North Korea conducted 2 nuclear tests and a staggering 24 ballistic missile launches. This year, Pyongyang has already launched 17 missiles, including the July 4th successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile that is reportedly capable of reaching Alaska and Hawaii. Patience is not an option with the U.S. homeland in the nuclear shadow of Kim Jong-un. I believe U.S. policy toward North Korea should be straightforward. The United States will deploy every economic, diplomatic, and if necessary, military tool at our disposal to deter Pyongyang and to protect our allies. As Vice President Pence stated during his visit to South Korea, since 1992, the United States and our allies have stood for a denuclearized Korean peninsula. We hope to achieve this objective through peaceable means, but all options are on the table. The administration, with congressional support, should now make clear to any entity doing business with North Korea that they will not be able to do business with the United States.
It was made clear that the influence of China in the region is the greater preoccupation that the new legislation addresses.
Another looming crisis in the region is maritime security, including the escalation of tensions in the South China Seas, the subject of this conference today. China's recent destabilizing actions in the East China Sea and South China Sea are contrary to international law, pose an increased risk of future conflict, and necessitate a strong U.S. and regional response. The Trump administration and Congress need to take urgent steps now to rebuild our military so that we can enhance our defense posture in the region. And that is why I am pursuing legislation called the Asia Reassurance Initiative Act, or ARIA. And I quote Congressman Forbes, "In the coming decades, this is the region where the largest armies in the world will camp. This is the region where the most powerful navies in the world will gather. This is the region where over one half of the world's commerce will take place and two-thirds will travel. This is the region where a maritime superhighway linking the Indian subcontinent, Southeast Asia, Australia, Northeast Asia, and the United States begins. This is the region where two superpowers will compete to determine which world order will prevail. This is the region where the seeds of conflict that could most engulf the world will probably be planted."
Senator Gardner then outlined some of the policies proposed by ARIA, emphasizing military presence, U.S. market access, and the promotion of democracy.
"It will strengthen U.S. security commitments to our allies and build partner capacity in the Asia-Pacific to deter aggression, project power, and combat terrorism. We will unequivocally back our ally Taiwan, including authorizing new arms sales, regularizing the arms sale process, and providing for enhanced diplomatic and defense contacts with Taipei. ARIA will promote sustained economic engagement and securing U.S. market access in the Asia-Pacific region as essential elements for the future growth of the U.S. economy and success of American businesses. ARIA will authorize U.S. energy exports to the region and establish policies to promote sustainable power generation in Burma and throughout the region. ARIA will enshrine promotion of democracy, human rights, and transparency as key U.S. policy objectives in the Asia-Pacific region, particularly in Southeast Asia. My ultimate goal for pursuing ARIA is to contribute to establishing a U.S. policy that goes beyond a 4-year electoral cycle, but sets us on a path toward a 40-year sustained and determined U.S. leadership in the most critical region of the world. China's recent destabilizing actions are proving that its rise may be less than peaceful. And it's imperative the United States show strong leadership to check Beijing's worst impulses by projecting American power, promoting our values, and standing by our allies. Putting Asia at front and center for U.S. foreign policy is putting America first, because our future national and economic security depends on it.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.